All right, so today we're diving into Caged In, this short film that really tackles domestic violence head on. And yeah, we're gonna break it down, look at the story, the characters based on what you've shared, and yeah, get ready. It's intense stuff.
It really is. Yeah, it's intense. But I think the thing that's so powerful about it is it uses these subtle cues and visuals. It's not all about the physical violence, but the way it kind of reveals the insidious nature of like how control and manipulation can really trap someone.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head there. It's like right from the beginning when we're introduced to Sarah and Jack, he comes home after a night out, brings her flowers. You know, the classic making up for something move. But there's this tension, isn't there? What are your initial impressions of Jack just from that first scene?
Well, I mean, the flowers seem nice right on the surface, but then he has that comment about like, you know, checking the list of chores that Sarah was supposed to do. And it's like
Yeah.
this subtle reminder that, you know, she's there to serve him, not to be a partner. It's almost like he's training her, you know.
Yeah, it's like he's setting the stage for that power dynamic right from the get-go, and this whole public versus private thing that the film does is so unsettling. You know, we see Jack with his friends, he's all charming and fun-loving, and then bam, we're hit with that flashback of him exploding at Sarah in front of them.
Yeah, that juxtaposition is it's brilliant and horrifying at the same time because it really highlights how abusers can present this completely different face to the outside world. You know, it's like, you know, who would believe her? Everyone thinks he's such a great guy. It's an incredibly effective way to silence someone.
Yeah, I see what you mean about those subtle cues. You know, it would be easy to miss if you weren't really paying attention. And then we have Lily, Sarah's daughter, who adds another whole layer of complexity to the story. She's obviously terrified of Jack, but at the same time, she seems to understand the situation better than anyone.
Yeah, Lily's perspective is so crucial. I think that line she has, he's never hit you on your face before. You know, it reveals this whole history of violence that Sarah is trying so hard to hide from the world. And it breaks your heart. You know, Lily is growing up in this environment and it's shaping her whole worldview. And you wonder how many kids are out there, you know, seeing this as normal.
Yeah, it's a punch to the gut for sure. And it makes you think, why doesn't Sarah just leave? But then we see her clinging to her faith, believing that God will protect them. And it feels like she's grasping at straws, you know, trying to find some way to cope with this nightmare.
Right, and that's what makes her character so compelling because it would be easy to portray her as weak or naive, but they give her so much depth. You know,
Right.
her faith is her lifeline, it's what gives her hope, but it also makes her more vulnerable to Jack's manipulation. You know, he can twist her beliefs to make her feel like it's her duty to stay, that she's sinning if she leaves.
It's like her faith is both her strength and her weakness at the same time. And then there's Ruth, Sarah's friend, who urges her to seek help. You know, she tells her about resources for domestic violence victims. She represents that outside perspective that Lifeline Sarah so desperately needs.
Yeah, Ruth's character is so important because she embodies that crucial role of a supportive network. You know, she validates Sarah's experiences, encourages her to take steps to protect herself. And Lily, it's like she's planting a seed of hope, reminding Sarah that she doesn't have to endure this alone.
Such a powerful message. But even with Ruth's support, Sarah is clearly torn. You know, on one hand, she wants to believe in Jack's love, that he'll change. But on the other hand, she knows she's in danger. And I found myself getting frustrated, you know, wanting to scream at the screen and just leave. But it's not that simple, is it?
It's never that simple, and the film does a great job of showing how leaving an abusive relationship is a process, not just a single decision. You know, there's so many factors at play: fear, financial dependence, emotional ties. Plus, abusers are masters at manipulation, making their victims believe they're the ones to blame.
Yeah, that manipulation aspect. It's like Jack's slowly chipped away at Sarah's self-worth, making her doubt her own instincts.
Yeah.
And then to make matters worse, we have Luke, Jack's fellow officer, who actually witnesses Jack's abuse firsthand. He's the one who says, "A man who does that to a woman isn't a man." That's
Oh,
such a powerful line.
it's so powerful, and especially because it comes from someone within Jack's own world, you know, his professional circle. It's this direct challenge to those toxic masculinity norms that often excuse or minimize violence against women.
Yeah, it's like Luke's trying to break through that boys will be boys
Yeah.
mentality. And he offers to help Sarah, but she pushes him away. It's a reminder that even when help is offered, it's not always easy to accept.
Yeah, that scene is heartbreaking, but so realistic. You know, accepting help means acknowledging the abuse, and that can be incredibly difficult for victims who are often in denial or terrified of the consequences.
Which just shows how trapped Sarah feels, both physically and emotionally. Now, Jack isolates her from her friends, dictates what she can and can't do, controls her finances by preventing her from getting a job. Classic abuser tactics.
Textbook. Yeah, it's a textbook example of how abusers use control to maintain power, you
Yeah.
know. By making her financially dependent on him, he ensures she has nowhere to go, no way to escape his grasp.
It's a slow burn,
Yeah.
but the tension keeps building. And then we get that car ride scene where Luke drives Sarah and Lily to pick Lily up from school. It's quiet, but you can feel the tension simmering just below the surface.
Yeah, that car ride is like a pressure cooker. You
Yeah.
know, Luke wants to help, but he's walking on eggshells, respecting Sarah's autonomy, while also trying to convey the urgency of the situation. You know, his warning before it's too late just hangs heavy in the air.
You can practically see the wheels turning in Sarah's head, and then the film just drops us right into the climax. Jack finds out about the ride with Luke, accuses Sarah of infidelity, and completely loses control. It happens so fast, it's like watching a car crash in slow motion.
It's a brutal reminder of how quickly things can escalate in an abusive relationship. That sudden shift from calm to rage is terrifying, and it leaves you completely on edge.
And that's where the film leaves us with Sarah in immediate danger and no clear resolution in sight. It's a lot to process.
That ending, huh? I'm still feeling that like unresolved tension, you know, just wondering what's going to happen next.
Yeah, it's like the film is holding its breath.
Yeah.
And we are too. You know, it's not a Hollywood ending where everything gets tied up with a bow. It leaves you with that knot of anxiety, like, will Sarah be okay? Will she
Yeah.
finally find the strength to leave?
Yeah, and it makes you question like what happens after the credits roll. You know, does she reach out for help? Does Jack face any consequences for his actions? It's these questions that stay with you.
It's like it prompts us to think beyond that immediate crisis
Yeah.
and consider the long-term impact. You
Right.
know, it's not just about escaping that physical harm, but healing those deep emotional wounds and rebuilding a life free from fear.
And that's a process. You know, it's a journey. It's not something that happens overnight. The film doesn't offer easy answers, but I think it does something more important. It raises awareness. It sparks a conversation. It makes us confront that uncomfortable reality that this exists and it could be happening to someone we know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One thing that really struck me was how the film portrays that cyclical nature of abuse. You know, you see these moments where Jack seems remorseful, almost tender towards Sarah, but then the cycle starts all over again.
Yeah, that's such a crucial point because it really highlights those manipulative tactics. You know, they apologize, they promise to change, they shower their victims with affection, but it's all part of that cycle. It's a way to maintain control and prevent the victim from leaving.
It's like those good moments make it even harder to break free. You
Yeah.
know, they cling to that sliver of hope that things will be different this time.
Right, exactly. And it's also important to remember that abuse isn't always physical. The film does a really subtle but powerful job of showing the other ways that Jack controls Sarah, you know, her finances, her ability to work, her social interactions.
Yeah, he isolates her from her friends, dictates what she can wear, even tries to control her relationship with her own daughter. It's like he's trying to erase her sense of self.
Yeah, that's the insidious nature of psychological abuse. You know, it can be just as damaging as physical violence. It erodes a person's self-worth and makes them believe that they deserve the treatment they're receiving.
It makes you wonder how anyone could endure that kind of emotional torture, but the film shows that it's a slow, insidious process. You know, it's like he's slowly tightening the screws, chipping away at her spirit until she feels completely trapped.
And that's why it's so easy for people on the outside to say, well, why doesn't she just leave? But the reality is, leaving is incredibly complex and often dangerous.
Yeah, the film doesn't shy away from showing those barriers to leaving. You know, the fear of retaliation, the financial dependence, the emotional manipulation. It's like she's caught in a spider web, and every time she tries to break free, she gets tangled up even more.
And then there's the societal pressure, you know, the stigma that still surrounds domestic violence. Victims often feel ashamed or afraid to speak out, fearing that they won't be believed or that they'll be blamed.
That's why characters like Ruth and Luke are so important in this story. You know, they represent those glimmers of hope, those reminders that Sarah isn't alone, that there are people who care about her and want to help.
Right. Their presence really underscores the power of support systems, you know,
Yeah.
whether it's a friend, a family member, a domestic violence shelter, or even a law enforcement officer who's willing to step up, you know, having someone to turn to can make all the difference.
Even those small acts of kindness, like Luke offering Sarah that ride, you know, it plants a seed of hope. It's a reminder that she doesn't have to face this alone.
And I think that's one of the film's most powerful messages, that we all have a role to play in addressing this. You know, it's not just a private matter, it's a societal issue that requires a collective response. We need to be aware of the signs, we need to speak out against it, and we need to support victims in whatever ways we can.
I couldn't agree more. Caged In isn't just a film. It's a call to action. It's a challenge to confront those uncomfortable truths, to examine our own beliefs and biases, and to consider how we can contribute to creating a world where this is no longer tolerated.
It's interesting, you know, we often talk about domestic violence as this like hidden problem, but Caged In really throws that out the window. You know, here we have Jack, a police officer, someone who's supposed to protect others, and he's the abuser.
It's a huge reminder that it can happen anywhere to anyone, you know.
Right. It shatters those stereotypes we often have about, you know, who abusers and victims are. You know, we tend to picture this certain profile, but the reality is so much more complex. You know, abusers can be charming, they can be successful, well-respected, and victims can come from all walks of life, you know?
Appearances can be so deceiving,
Exactly.
and that's why it's so important to be vigilant and
Yeah.
educate ourselves about the signs and be willing to speak up if we see something that just doesn't seem right.
Yeah, and I think one of the most powerful takeaways from the film is the importance of early intervention. You know, if you notice those red flags in a relationship, whether it's your own or someone you know, don't dismiss them.
It's so easy to just kind of brush those aside,
Yeah.
you know, tell ourselves we're overreacting or it's none of our business. But the film shows how quickly things can spiral out of control.
Exactly what might start as subtle controlling behaviors can escalate into something far more dangerous. And that's why it's so crucial to trust your instincts. You know, if something feels off, it probably is. Don't wait for things to get worse.
So what can you do if you're concerned about someone you know it can feel daunting, like you're overstepping boundaries?
Right. It can be a delicate situation, but even just a simple conversation can make a difference. You know, let the person know that you're concerned, that you're there for them. Offer resources like the National Domestic Violence Hotline. You know, it's a confidential 24/7 service that provides support information and safety planning.
Yeah, knowing those resources are out there is so important. The film also highlights the courage it takes for victims to come forward. You know, we see Sarah hesitating, pushing away help from both Luke and her friend Ruth.
Yeah.
It's a stark reminder that escaping abuse isn't just this simple decision.
Right. Leaving is often the most dangerous time for a victim, and it's crucial to approach these situations with empathy and understanding. You know, avoid judgment or pressure, and instead focus on listening, believing, and offering support without dictating what they should do.
That's such a good point. It's about empowering the victim, you know, not taking control of their situation and recognizing that healing from trauma takes time. You know, there might be setbacks, like moments of doubt,
Yeah.
and it's crucial to offer that ongoing support and encouragement.
Caged In doesn't shy away from those harsh realities of domestic violence, but it also leaves us with the sense of hope. You know, those characters of Ruth and Luke remind us that light can penetrate even the darkest corners, and that there are people willing to stand up and fight for what's right.
It's a call to action for all of us to be more than just bystanders, to educate ourselves, challenge those cultural norms that perpetuate violence and silence, and to support those organizations working to end domestic violence.
As we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with this question. What can you do today to make a difference? Maybe it's educating yourself about the signs of abuse, maybe it's donating to a local shelter, or maybe it's simply having a conversation with a friend who might be struggling.
Small actions can have a ripple effect, creating waves of change. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into Caged In. We hope this conversation has sparked some important reflections and empowered you to be a part of the solution.